The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have a one man, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain, I will scream them out tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight, so take back my life, so prove I'm all right, so.
Oh man, they are on their feet.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast. Today, we are so excited. I mean, so excited for the guest that we have with us today. She's what we call a friend of the podcast, meaning she's been with us before. She's from America's Got Talent, the champions. She's the last golden buzzer winner of that's taken place. We've got Angelica Hale with us, folks. Welcome to the show, Angelica.
Hello.
Yes, we were talking a second ago. 2 years.
Yes, 2 years. Can you believe that?
And I imagine you have been a busy young lady in the last 2 years.
Oh, gosh, you wouldn't believe it. I've been so busy.
Well, let's just get right back to what aired on America's Got Talent, the champions, last week. You were up on stage, and take it from there.
Well, when I was up on stage, gosh, I actually surprised myself on America's Got Talent, the champions. I didn't even feel that nervous at all, because I told myself that I've done this before, and that this was another great opportunity, and I was so grateful to America's Got Talent that they were giving me another chance. I just told myself before I went on stage, you know, just be yourself, and nothing can go wrong, and just have fun on stage. And look what happened!
Yes, tell us about the song and why you chose that one.
Well, I chose Fight Song by Rachel Platten because that song was just applied to me and what I was doing there that day on America's Got Talent, the champions. I was fighting for my place, and I told myself, you know, this is it. I'm going to do it, and hope for the best.
And that song's kind of like an anthem, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, some people say that it's sort of like my anthem now because, well, I'm a fighter, and, well, it kind of relates to me because when I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with double pneumonia, and I had to go on ECMO life support. I had to go on dialysis because my kidneys failed. It was really a rough time, and I'm still fighting today, and that's what I did on America's Got Talent, the Champions, and on America's Got Talent. I fought.
Well, now let's look at this in context. It wasn't just America's Got Contact where you're with a bunch of people that America had never heard of. You're with all people who have done very, very well on America's Got Talent, either here in the United States or another country. And to get the golden buzzer with a group of people like you had, that had to be very honoring.
Oh gosh, it was so honoring. I mean, I told myself that if I made it to the finale, that would be amazing, but I never even thought I would get the golden buzzer, seeing all these amazing acts that were there, and finalists, and even winners from all across the globe, and it was really amazing seeing all these different talents, but I knew that I had to step up my game, because these people were real legit.
Yes, they were. Now, Mel B, when she talked to you, I won't say that she was critical, but she wasn't as upbeat as maybe she could have been. And so did that kind of make you a little bit nervous when she had her comments?
Well, I told myself in that moment that I respected her constructive criticism because, well, I think that you need to respect all the judges' comments, no mm-hmm. matter what they say. And but one of the most shocking things was right after Mel B's comment, Howie gave me the golden buzzer. And even after her comment, I was shocked. Like, I never even thought that after what happened, like, Howie would give me the golden buzzer, which was just mind blowing for me. It really, really was.
Now, when you listen to that back, Simon wasn't very excited about what Mel B had to say. He definitely didn't agree with her.
No, he did not. But like I said, I respect all the judges' feedback, and I respect Mel B's constructive criticism too. And I will take her constructive criticism into improving in the future.
Well, you are wise beyond your years, and and to know that somebody that has the background that Mel B has and the success that she's had throughout her career, and to take her advice when it may not have been exactly what you wanted to hear, that's very mature, and so I'm proud of you for that.
Oh, why, thank you so much.
And then it's like you went straight in, like you said, to Howie hitting the golden buzzer, and all of a sudden what Mel B just said is kind of in the background, and things are flying through the air, and music's playing, and you're just... Talk about that moment right there where...
Oh, my gosh. I just remember when I fell to my knees, my mind was just poof, like blank. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh. I was so shocked, and I just remember looking up to see all the gold confetti flying around me and just bursting into tears. It really was such an amazing moment for me, just, like, witnessing and seeing what was happening right before my eyes. And then Howie running up, oh, my gosh. It was just... an amazing moment, and there's no real way to describe how I felt in that moment through words, but there's a glimpse of it.
Yeah, that it's one of those things where when you're watching, I mean, me or whoever's watching, I want to cry right along with you because I'm so happy for you.
Oh my gosh, wow, thank you.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had Bianca Ryan on the show. And
yes.
I mentioned that you and Darcy and Evie Claire had all been on our show before. And I asked her if she got to meet any of the you guys. And she said she got to meet you. So how was Bianca?
Oh, wow. Bianca is so, so sweet. And she really, I look up to her, actually. Her voice is incredible. And I feel like... she's a fighter too because of what happened with her and her voice and
yes.
Never giving up. We share a good story together, and I feel that that she is a very sweet girl, and knowing that she overcame that really inspires me to keep on fighting too.
And that is a great story that, you know, I can't imagine all the work that had to go into learning to sing again, learning to talk again first, and then learning to sing. And I mean, what you folks do at such a high level is so difficult. And then to overcome things like what she has and what you have, such a wonderful testimony to others that they should never give up. Tell us about what you tell other people about not giving up.
Well, to me, not giving up is harder than it seems, because when you feel down and when you feel like nothing's gonna go right, you just want to give up. You feel like you, like, in order to just move on, you need to give up. But in reality, you need to remember that if you leave what you love behind, then you'll never be able to get it back. Mm. So when you choose to go down that path of not giving up and keep pursuing what you love and keep fighting, then you made the right choice. And I'm glad that I decided to keep on fighting, because look where I am today. I'm working hard every single day to make more of my dreams come true. And I just encourage everyone to keep on fighting and keep believing in yourself, and know that everything is going to turn out right if you keep working hard and keep fighting.
I was listening back to our first interview together a couple of weeks ago, and your father was there with you, and tell him hi for me, if you will, or whoever is there with you. But talk about how family keeps you focused on not just what you're doing career-wise, but school and family life and life in general.
Well, when I travel with my family. I do everything with my family. And sometimes we have to leave mom or baby behind because the conditions aren't right for her. And sometimes that makes me feel sad, like a part of me is missing. Mm-hmm. But when I'm with my family, I feel complete. And I feel like the support that I need is right behind me and are supporting me all the way through. I love them so much. And I just want to say that without them, I wouldn't be here today.
Well,
I
was going to say, I forgot you're a big sister.
Oh, yeah, I am a big sister, and Abigail's growing up so fast. She really is.
It's fun to be able to walk down that road of watching somebody else grow when we've watched you grow in the last couple of years, and now you get the opportunity to watch your little sister grow.
Yes, it really is an amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because, well, they're not going to stay little forever. They're growing up so fast, but seeing her learn and seeing her, you know, find out what she wants to do really is an amazing thing. One of the funniest things that she does, she loves to dance, and sometimes she likes to sing along with me. She likes to do so many things, so we don't know what she wants to do one day, but we do know that whatever she wants to do, we're going to support her, and I want to be with her all the way through, just like she was with me.
Well, when we talk to people about you, and we look back a couple of years, we kind of talk about, oh, look at little Angelica Hale, and you want to pinch her cheeks and stuff. But you've matured a lot in the last 2 years, and you're growing right in front of our eyes. So talk about the difference in the first time around when it was all brand new to you, and this time when, well, you're a seasoned veteran, Angelica.
Wow. Well, I remember just first starting out and just thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I might actually be on America's Got Talent. And then going back to when I was about to go on stage, I remember backstage, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. And I just like had to calm myself down. And then when it was time for me to go out, right before I went out, I told myself, I remember exactly what I said. I said, oh, it's now or never. So I went out there, and I did it. I got four yeses, and that was one of the most life-defining moments in my life, because that's the moment that pretty much my career just bloomed in that moment, and I kept moving forward, and I became runner-up of America's Got Talent, and now I'm here today competing on America's Got Talent, the champions, and really in that time, you can see how much I've gotten, how far I've gotten, and just seeing how far I actually have gotten really is just amazing, just for me to see, seeing where I was back then, fighting for my life when I was 4 years old and sick and not knowing if I was going to survive. And here I am competing against the best of the best on America's Got Talent, the champions, and traveling the world performing. Really, it really is an amazing thing. It really is.
Well, I wanted to ask you too, and you just mentioned, you know, you made reference to it, the time in between America's Got Talent the first time and right now, you've traveled all over the place, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have. I've been to Canada, I've been all over the U.S., and I've even been out of the continent. I've been to Taiwan, and ooh, I recently went to India last year in December, which was absolutely amazing. And to me, traveling the world and performing in all these different places really is so, so awesome. And I get to experience all these different cultures and see all these different sights. It really is a dream come true, and getting to perform and inspire so many different people. And there's nothing more I could ask for. But there are still some more dreams that I want to achieve. Like this year, we've made a goal to possibly release a new album and possibly maybe go on tour, which would be amazing. It really would.
All right, friends, you've heard it here on the Ed Boston podcast. We're getting a little scoop here. Angelica is telling the future a little bit. That was where I was going to go next. What's coming up in the future? And, you just said an album and maybe a tour. Think about that. How old are you now, Angelica? Are you 11 or 12?
I'm 11, but I'm going to turn 12 this year.
So you're 12 years, or you're 11 going on 12, and I got grandchildren that are that. I've got an 11-year-old grandson, and he likes to play Fortnite and do stuff like that. And you're talking about releasing an album and going on tour. You do realize that you've got things in your life that very, very few people can say that they've been able to or even will be able to.
Yes, yes, I am so, 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 so grateful that I'm where I am today, and I am forever thankful that I'm here today, because like I said, a few years ago, I didn't even know if I was going to survive, and now I'm here today doing what I love and making more of my dreams come true. I really am incredibly grateful, and I hope that my career keeps going forward, and I can help more people and inspire more people than ever before. This really is just the beginning, and I hope that one day I'll be able to say, hey, remember when I was on America's Got Talent? Remember that time I went on stage and I got four yeses? That was the start of my career. So, yeah, that's what I hope to be saying one day when I'm out and about and doing what I love even more.
And when you're old and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yes, old and stuff like that. But we still have a long ways to go.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because when Bianca was on, and I think she's 24 now or somewhere around that, and she was talking about season one when she was the winner, and she made it sound like it was decades ago. like she was really old, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm 56, you're 24. And see, I ask you that question just now about being able to do things because I knew that your answer would be so grounded. We love you to death. My wife Amy and I, we just watch you and we smile from ear to ear, and you're such an inspiration. Let me pray with you before we finish. Is that okay, Angelica?
Absolutely.
Father, I thank you for our dear friend Angelica. Father, what an inspiration she is, not with just her singing and her talent, but with the fact that she's an overcomer, that at one point they didn't even know if she was going to make it. And here she is on a grand stage, a platform of millions of people, and she's traveling the world using the talents that you gave her, Father. And we're just so thankful for her father and mother, and for her little sister, all of the people that surround her and show her love and support, her behind-the-scenes people, and all that work with her, Father. We just ask a blessing upon each one of them. We pray for safety as Angelica and her family travel. We ask that you would surround them with the love of only what Christ can give. Bless them all today. Bless their efforts. Help them to continue to be such a wonderful example in their life. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you already are considered a friend of the podcast, and one of my favorite times, I've been doing this podcast for 10 years, almost as long as you've been alive, I've been doing a podcast.
And
when you were on the first time, and we interviewed Darcy and you and Evie Claire, I called you three our AGT3. And that was one of the most fun times that we had because we had Darcy Lynn on more than once and we had Evie Claire on. We've even got a segment where Evie Claire's father came on the show and talked about his daughter before he passed away. And that was one of the best times in this podcast. And so I want to thank you and your father and mother or whoever is there with you for allowing you to be part of what we've done, and thank you for including us.
Wow, thank you so much for having me on your show again. It really is an amazing opportunity, and it's great to see you guys again. I hope we can talk soon, and blessings to you all.
All right, well, God bless, and thank you so much.
Aw, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.